The primary focus of Vipassana meditation is the body. And I'll be talking a little tonight about our relationship to the body and how the body can be a guide for us. And of course, there are multiple ways that we can pay attention to the body. And I thought we'd explore a few techniques and have some silent time to practice together. So maybe we could do a little bit of movement just as a way to remember that you have a body. It's a good way to kind of settle in. So we're going to begin, if you can take in a long, deep breath. Exhale fully. And then draw your shoulders up toward your ears. And take in another long, full, deep breath. And hold the breath. Close your eyes and squeeze the shoulders. Exploring contraction in the shoulders. And then relax the breath, drop the shoulders, and just feel the sensations. And then again, draw your shoulders up toward your ears. And tighten up your palms. Make your hands in the fists. Tighten up the fists, the forearms, the biceps, the triceps, the muscles around the shoulders, muscles around the shoulder blades, the muscles across the top of the chest. Inhale, hold, and squeeze. Explore this full contraction. Focus inside. And relax. Relax the shoulders, soften the hands. Feel the breath as it makes its way back into balance. And notice as well any subtle energy flowing down the arms, perhaps a little bit of relaxation response. And then once again, tighten up the hands and the fists, tighten up the forearms, the biceps, the triceps, muscles around the shoulders, muscles around the shoulder blades, muscles across the top of the chest. Draw the shoulders up toward your ears, take in a long, deep breath, hold the breath, feel the contraction. And now pull all the muscles of your face up toward the tip of your nose. Turn your face into a raisin. And release. And once again, just relax and feel. You might like to take a few long and slow deep breaths. I find for myself doing some concentrated breathing for just a few minutes is a wonderful way to gather my attention. And you might explore a very simple technique of matching the length of the in-breath with the length of the out-breath. Perhaps breathing in slowly to the count of four and exhaling slowly to the count of four. Let this be a concentration technique. Paying intimate attention to the movement of the breath. And you might explore now altering this breathing pattern just for a few rounds. You'll be inhaling long, slow, full and deep. And on the out-breath, just let go. Breathe in slow, full and deep. On the exhale, let it be a surrendered breath. The breath just falling away. On each breath out, you might inquire, what could relax? What could soften? What could let go? And as you're ready now, release all control of the breath. Let the breath be unrestricted and free-flowing. And to deepen this sense of embodied presence, you might feel the forehead smooth. You might investigate this mechanism of the jaw, noticing if you can let the gap between the upper teeth and the lower teeth widen just a little bit, and sense if you could let the jaw hang loosely from the skull. Feel the volume of the lips. And you might sense if you could relax your tongue in a way that it fills your lower jaw. And in particular, sense if you could relax the base of the tongue down into the throat. And sensing the thumbs, the palms, the fingers, as you consciously soften, relax, and feel, just making contact with any sense of aliveness here, any tingling or pulse, any vibration, warmth or coolness. And sensing into the belly. Is there anything in the belly, the lower abdomen, that might soften or relax? And sensing down the length of the legs. And feeling the soles of the feet and the heels. And feeling the sense doors wide open. The sound vibrations. The sense door of touch, texture of the air against your skin, pressure points between your body and the chair or cushion. Acknowledging smell and taste. Noticing this perception of light beyond your closed eyes, if your eyes are closed. And you might now select one anchor, one focal point for your attention. Perhaps the breath at the nostrils or the breath at the belly. Perhaps the aliveness of these sound vibrations around you. And some find the felt sense of the hands and fingers and thumbs a a way to come back to the here and now. And as you continue in your practice, when you wake up with a mind far away, notice how gently you can escort your attention back to the here and now, to the breath, to the sounds, to the felt sense of this body. Each time you wake up, it can be a celebration. Coming back to the experience of here and now. a re-relaxing, a re-softening. And you may notice through this process of coming home, a re-relaxing, a heightened sense of flow, a sense of foreground and background, with the anchor of breath or sound or felt sense in the background, a heightened sense of what is changing and how you are relating to that which is changing. this practice of coming back again and again to your anchor as a willful quality of gathering your attention again and again heightens the awareness of everything in your experience that is changing. And you might explore in these remaining 5 minutes or so, refreshing the sense of embodied presence. Again, feeling the forehead smooth. Sensing this mechanism of the jaw, of the lips and the tongue. And let your awareness flow into the palms, fingers, and thumbs. Feel the belly, the lower abdomen. And sense down the length of the legs, down into the soles of the feet and the heels. Is there anything in this body-mind that might soften or relax or let go? Is there anything that might soften or relax even more than that? You might explore releasing any form of doing and take this time to deeply rest in presence. Watching everything that happens all by itself. And gently now lengthening the inhalation just a little bit. Relaxing on the out-breath. And together, let's draw in a long, deep breath and exhale with a sigh. And drawing in a long, deep breath and exhale with a hum. And together, let's draw in a long, deep breath, and we'll share the sound of Om. Om.